好，今天跟大家谈一个教会老龄化的问题。
Today, I'm going to share with you about the church aging problem.
那我们生活在这个社会当中哈，随着人的寿命不断的延长哈，生育率的下降呢，社会渐渐进入老龄化的社会。
And as people age, and also as the birth rate is falling, the whole society is experiencing an aging problem.
教会也有类似的现象。
We will see similar situations in the church.
教会的老龄化不是说我们教会的历史越来越长，而是指在教会当中的人员的组成。
It's not saying that the age of the church itself is getting older. It's just talking about the people in the church are getting older.
那在教会当中，弟兄姐妹的年龄渐渐老化啊，教会中的年轻人的流失带来教会的老龄化的问题。
And as people age in the church, and also the younger generation leaving the church, that brings about this aging issue.
那面对教会的老龄化，我们要注意两方面平衡的反应。
And we need to look at two balanced responses as we look at this aging issue.
第一方面，当然我们要问我们如何能够帮助年轻人啊，能够来到耶稣基督的面前，能够信耶稣，能够进入教会。
And first, of course, we need to look at how we can bring the younger generation to come to church and to come to God.
其实这件事情在过去这个几十年当中，记得我刚做传道人的时候啊，教会就谈这个老龄化的问题，就开始在进行了。
And actually, since a few decades ago, when I first was in the church has been talking about this issue for the younger generation.
那大家也看到，最近几年我们教会一直在为这件事情祷告，我们也寻求哈这一方面能够投入更多的人力物力来在。年轻人当中来传扬福音。
And you see that we've been praying for this particular issue in MGC, and we've been trying to put in more resources, for the younger generation.
但同时，我想提醒大家，不要忽略另一方面平衡的这个approach。
And also, at the same time, I want to remind you of a more balanced approach to this issue.
就是我们当如何看待。教会当中年长的长辈的弟兄和姊妹们，
It's how we look at and treat the older generation in our church.
不光是看待别人，也看待我们自己。我们自己的年龄一天一天的，这个变老的时候，我们怎么来看待这个问题？
And not just look at others, but look at ourselves. If we age every single day, how do we see this problem?
我们是在福音里面、福音真道里面重生的人，那福音的真理带给我们什么不同的眼光来看待老龄化的问题？
We are born again Christians, and how does the gospel bring us a different perspective to this aging issue?
首先，我们必须要承认哈，这个教会老龄化是一个现实。
First, we admit that it is a reality of aging.
就拿我们这个马里兰福音教会，我们自己的教会来举例来说。
To take example of MGC，
那我按照这个教会的这个会员表上面的登记哈，我数了一下我们教会当中，年龄的老年人的情况。
And according to our membership roll, I counted the people according to age.
那我这个统计数字不一定完全准确哈，但是反映了我们教会目前大概的情况。
It may not be totally accurate, but it reflects the general condition of our church.
那我们教会当中哈，会员和会员家人。90岁以上的，我们有7位，
We have seven that is above the age of 90.
80到90岁之间有14位，
14 between the age of 80 to 90.
65岁以上，65岁到80岁的，我数出来34位，
34 between 65 and 80.
这些数字意味着什么？
What does it mean?
加起来总共55位。
Add it all together, 55.
那说明我们教会大概一半左右的人现在被称为老年人了。
So you can say that approximately half of our church population are seniors.
另外一半的人呢，正
The other
在
half,
渐渐的步入老年人的行列。
they are gradually entering the rank of seniors.
那当然，随着现在的医疗条件呢，药物的发展呢，人们的健康长寿越是一个普遍的现象。
With the advance of medicine, people's longevity and also health has been improving.
我们左右看看，就在我们教会当中，有很多充满活力的老年人。
And we can see in our church there are many very active and energetic seniors.
其实他们一点都不老啊。
Actually, they're not old at all.
有些人还依然在工作，
Some are still working.
很多的弟兄姐妹还在依然积极的参与各项教会的服事，
And actively participating in all kinds of ministries in the church.
一点都不输给年轻人。
They're in no way losing out to the younger generation.
但是我们也不得不承认啊，这个老龄化的问题呢，带来几方面的挑战。
But we also have to admit that this aging issue is bringing us several challenges.
首先，我们看到65岁以上就可以退休了。
First, we see that after 65, you can retire.
但是退休之后，大概还有20年甚至30年左右的时间，那这一段时间怎么用啊？
And how do you use that time maybe for 20 or even 30 years after retirement?
我们听到有一些传道人美好的例子，他们退而不休，哈，从这个牧会的岗位上下来以后，又进入到宣教工厂，哈，在为宣教的事情奔走。
And we have seen some great examples of some pastors who have retired from the church position, but yet they're not re really retiring because they continue to go into the missions field.
我认识一位在芝加哥的传道人，他60几岁才读神学院，70岁才开始牧养教会。
And I know a pastor who started to study in the seminary at age 65 and started serving in the church at age 70.
我们怎么使用啊？有效的为主去使用退休以后这一段美好的时光呢？
How did we use this beautiful time after our retirement?
当然，我们不能否认哈，这个通常情况下，65岁以后进入退休年龄，人的精力、体力渐渐的衰退。
But we also have to admit, after 65, our energy, our health may generally deteriorate.
衰老是我们人生一个必然要经过的阶段。
Aging is a must-go-through stage of our life.
第二方面的问题是关于观念的问题。
And then the other thing is about our perspectives.
这个年长的人常常，是跟这个体弱多病啊，需要被人照顾啊，这样一些的观念连接在一起。
Oftentimes, seniors associate with somebody who is sick often and has to be taken care of.
有些人一提到这个老年人哈，就会给人一种印象，说是一种墨守成规啊、顽固不化呀、赶不上潮流啊。啊，不合群呐、啊，倚老卖老啊，等等这些负面的价值观念。
And a lot of times when people are talking about old people, they would be having this perspective that they are kind of like obstinate and they want to follow rules, they are not up to the current times and kind of strange.
包括长辈们自己可能对自己也有这种的看法。
And even the seniors themselves may have that same perspective upon themselves.
觉得上了年龄了，好像就没用了。
And feel like, well, I'm old and I'm useless.
好像我现在讲话，年轻人都不喜欢听了，
Whenever I talk, younger people don't want to listen.
好像只有这个吃好住好，保养好自己的身体就不错了。
If I can just eat well, live well, and keep my body fit, and that will be good enough.
所以，无论是在社会上也好，还是在教会里面也好，面对这个教会的老龄化的时候，人们开始把眼光转向年轻人的时候。
So as people kind of like turn their eyes towards the younger generation, whether in the general society or in church.
而忽略了人在衰老老年这个阶段的时候，神赋予人的那个宝贵的价值的时候，
And then what we ignore what God look as people's precious value
实际上在传递一个错误的信息，
is actually delivering a wrong message.
好像觉得是人老了就失去了价值。
It says like as people age, they lose their value.
不再被人需要，不被社会需要，甚至被社会所抛弃。
And they are not needed by people, by society, and even be discarded by society.
在教会当中也是这样吗？
Is it like that in the church?
在神的国度当中，有没有年长的老人的一席之地呢？
Is there a place for the aged in God's kingdom?
所以，当我们打开圣经的时候，我们看到一个完全不同的一幅的图画。
And when we open the Bible, we see a completely different picture.
大家还记得摩西是在 多少岁的时候蒙神的呼召的。
Do you remember how old Moses was when he was called by God?
不是在他四十岁年轻力壮，自己觉得自己很能干的时候。
It's not when he was 40 when he felt that he was strong and very capable.
而是在他80岁，他自己觉得自己没有用的时候。
And it's actually when he was 80 when he felt that he was useless.
他80岁蒙召，还有40年的时间来忠心的来跟随主、服侍主。
And at the age of 80, he still had 40 years more to follow God closely.
加勒是到85岁的时候，依然在为主来征战。
And Caleb was fighting for the Lord even at the age of 85.
完全不输给年轻人。
He was not any less than the younger people.
在他年长的时候，依然能够勇敢地站出来去攻打那个最难攻打的城市。
Even when he was old, he was going to fight against this very impregnable city.
亚伯拉罕又是一个非常典型的例子啊，直到了100岁的时候，他才生下了这个应许之子以撒。
And for Abraham, he gave birth to Isaac, the promised son, at the age of 100.
当他的信心达到顶峰的时候，是他100多岁的时候哈，在那个亚摩利山上哈献上以撒的时候。
And also, it was at his apex of his faith when he was more than 100 years old when he was offering Isaac on the mountain.
所以箴言告诉我们说，这个年长啊，长辈啊，是一种智慧的象征。
And the prophets tell us that that age is a symbol of glory.
白发是荣耀的冠冕，在公义的道上必能得着。
Gray hair is a crown of splendor, and it is attained in the way of righteousness.
少年人强壮是少年人的荣耀，白发为老人的尊荣。
The glory of young men is the strength, gray hair, the splendor of the old.
老年人不光是被照顾的对象，也是被尊重的对象。
The older people is not only one who's been taken care of, but is also one of glory.
他们丰富的哈，跟随主在公义的道上，跟随主的丰富的属灵经历，那是一个宝贝。
Is a treasure that they have this experience, a spiritual experience of serving God.
在白发的人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，也要尊敬你的神。我是耶和华。
Stand up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord.
所以，对年长的长辈、老年人的尊重，是我们在家庭当中学习敬畏神的一个很重要的开始。
So as we learn to revere God, to show respect for the elderly is an important beginning.
不光是在旧约的经文当中，哈，彼得在彼得前书里面也吩咐教会的弟兄姐妹，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
And not only in the Old Testament, but Peter in the First Peter is also telling us in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to the elders.
所以，当我们用这个圣经给我们的这个眼光，哈，用神赐给我们的这个价值观念来看的时候，年长不是无用的季节。
When we use the value system of God, then we will find that the age is not a useless season.
年长的时候，白发的时候，反倒是多结果子的季节。
And as we age, it's actually an age where we bear much fruit.
一人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。他们栽于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。
The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God.
年老的季节就像人生的秋天一样，
The age season is like the season of autumn.
经过春天的孕育。夏天的生长，秋天是什么？是收获的季节。
Through the nourishment of spring and then also the growth in summer, then the season of harvest is in the fall.
他们年老的时候，仍要结果子， 要满了枝江，而且常发青。好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him."
所以我们千万不要随从这个社会的潮流忽略老年人和年长这个阶段这样宝贵的价值。
So we should not follow the current of this society and ignore the value of the age in our midst.
那今天呢，我们就是来围绕圣经当中这两位重要的老人来思考这个题目。
And today we'll be according to the Bible to meditate on these two important figures who are old, and to think about this issue.
西缅和亚拿，一个是老弟兄，一个是老姊妹。
Simeon and Anna, an old brother and an old sister.
让我们回到福音的真理当中来思考啊，圣经的真理如何帮助我们看待这个老龄化的问题。
Let's go back to the gospel and see how it directs us to think about this issue of aging.
那这两位呢，神是把他们摆放在一个非常关键的时间点上。
God has put them into a very key moment in time.
在救赎的历史当中，哈，西缅和亚拿所生活的那个年代是非常关键的年代。
And that generation, that time is a very important time in history.
因为在这之前，神已经沉默了400年。
Because God has been silent for 400 years.
从旧约的最后一位先知马拉基之后，有400年的时间，神没有差派使者，没有兴起先知对以色列子民讲话。
Because after the last prophet Malachi, God has not sent any messengers or prophets to speak to his people.
然而，就是在主耶稣基督出生的那一段时间的前后，神兴起了一批的人，开始不断的来传讲信息。
But yet, in around the time when Jesus was born, God has raised up a bunch of people to speak.
首先就是这个施洗约翰的父亲，
First of all, is the father of John the Baptist.
这个撒迦利亚是在圣殿里面做祭司的。
And Zechariah was a priest in the temple.
他和他太太伊丽莎白已经年老了，
His wife Elizabeth was old.
他们很盼望有孩子，但是一直没有孩子。
They wanted a child, but they didn't have any.
但就是在他按照班次进入圣殿献祭的时候，
But according to his role, he was going into the temple to offer.
在香坛的边上在点香的时候，
And it was lighting on the altar.
天使向他显现。
And the angel manifested to him.
向他宣告说：“哦，你的妻子在年老的时候要生儿子了，
And proclaimed to him that your wife at her old age will give birth to a son.
而且所生的这个儿子是至高神的使者，
And he will be a messenger for the God Most High.
为神的儿子的到来预备前面的道路。
And to prepare the way for the Messiah to come.
没过多久，天使又出现，哈，向玛利亚来显现，对他讲话。”
And then soon after, the angel also appeared to Mary.
对他讲哈，他要从圣灵怀孕所生的儿子是神的儿子。
And to tell her that she will give birth from the Holy Spirit, and that will be the Son of God.
后来玛利亚就怀孕了，
And after that, Mary was pregnant.
约瑟就很纠结了。
And Joseph was kind of in a bind.
他知道这个孩子不是他跟玛利亚生的孩子。
He knew that the son was not from him.
所以他正在纠结，打算说暗暗的休了玛利亚的时候，天使再次出现啊，在梦中向约瑟显现，对他讲话。
When he was about to dissolve his marriage with Mary, then the angel appeared to him in his dream.
说不要怕，只管把玛利亚娶过来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And to telling him that do not be afraid, just marry Mary, and then because this child is from God.
所以，围绕着施洗约翰的降生，围绕着耶稣基督的降生，神不断的差派使者对人讲话。
So surrounding the births of John the Baptist and Jesus, God has been speaking to men.
当耶稣基督降生在伯利恒的那天晚上，天使天君再次显现。
And on the night after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the angel appeared again.
向牧羊人宣告大喜的信息，在伯利恒，在这个大卫之城里面，救主耶稣已经降生了。
To proclaim to the shepherd that in the city of David in Bethlehem, the Messiah has been born.
神还特地在东方，向东方的博士用星星来向他们显现，引导他们的脚步来寻找以色列的君王。
And also to use a star to guide the wise men in the east to find this Messiah.
最后，神是在耶稣基督30岁的时候，借着这个施洗约翰的工作，把人的眼睛不断的引向要出来的耶稣基督。
And also at the age of 30 of Jesus, God used John the Baptist to direct people's eyes towards this Messiah, Jesus, that has come.
所以在耶稣基督的出生之前和出生之后这一段时间，很集中、很频繁的，神差派他的天使、差派他的使者来预备人心，迎接主耶稣基督的到来。
So before and after the birth of Jesus, that God has used many to direct people's hearts towards Jesus.
那西缅和亚拿就是这众多的差派的使者当中的两位。
And Simeon and Anna were two of these many messengers.
是当主耶稣基督出生以后满了40天，他的父母带他进入圣殿的时候，西缅和亚纳登场。
When Jesus was 40 days old, when he was brought to the temple, is when Simeon and Anna show up in the scene.
在圣灵的引导之下，西缅和亚纳在圣殿当中都同时认出这一位婴孩就是要降临的救主耶稣基督。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, both Simeon and Anna recognize that Jesus is this promised Savior.
宣告一个非常重要的信息，就是弥赛亚基督已经来到了。
To proclaim an important message, the Messiah has arrived.
所以大家注意，整个这个耶稣基督的降生，神兴起的这些的使者，这些天使所传递的信息，就是一个。
And so you can see that the same message has been proclaimed about the coming of Jesus.
从这个施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚开始，就是在预言。主耶稣基督的降临，他的使者施洗约翰的降生。
And also through John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, that the messenger for Jesus has come.
天使向玛利亚所传递的信息，也是在预备他受圣灵感孕降临主耶稣基督。
And also the same message to Mary that through the Holy Spirit she would be giving birth to the Messiah.
约瑟的信息也是同样印证，这位借着童女玛利亚所生的主耶稣基督，他就是神的儿子。
And also, same thing to Joseph, that the son from Mary will be the son of God.
天使天君向牧羊人所传递的就是救主今夜已经降生了。
And to the shepherds, that the Messiah was born tonight.
借着东方博士来到耶路撒冷寻找这位以色列的君王，全城的人都被搅动起来。
And through the wise men from the east, that the entire city of Jerusalem was stirred up.
施洗约翰说：“我必衰微，他必兴旺。我给他系鞋带、解鞋带都不配，是把人的眼光引向这位救主耶稣基督。”
And then for John the Baptist, he would say, He must increase and I must decrease, and to bring people to the Lord.
同样的西缅和亚拿的出现，也是为这样一个救主降生再次来宣告这大好的消息。
And then same thing for Simeon and Anna to proclaim this good news about the birth of Jesus.
我们就一个一个来仔细来看，我们先来看西缅。
We'll first look at Simeon.
当西缅在圣灵的引导下进入圣殿，看到40天大的这个婴孩的时候。
When Simeon was guided by the Holy Spirit to enter the temple and saw the 40-day-old baby Jesus,
圣灵就开启他的眼睛，
the Holy Spirit opened his eyes.
在众多的这些献祭、这些敬拜的人当中，他认出主耶稣基督就是神所预备的救恩。
And among the many worshippers, he recognized that Jesus is the promised salvation.
他说：“我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。”
He said, "My eyes have seen your salvation."
哇，大家可以停在这里来仔细来思想这一句的宣告是何等的不简单。
Let's pause here and think about how important this message is.
当他手里接过这个婴孩，看见这个主耶稣基督婴孩的主耶稣基督的时候，他竟然能够凭信心宣告说，这婴孩就是我们历世历代所等候的那个救恩的显现。
He can say that when he saw the baby Jesus, this is what we've been waiting for generations for that salvation to come.
这个宣告是颠覆人观念的一个福音的一个宣告。
This proclamation is really one that is totally revolutionized people's thinking.
就是这个婴孩吗？这一个连自己都需要父母来照顾的婴孩，他竟然能够成为我们的救恩吗？
Is it really this baby who even need the parents' help? Is that baby going to become our salvation?
是的，因为是神成了肉身，成为人。
And it's true because is the word become flesh?
是那位掌管宇宙万物的上帝自己亲自道成肉身来到世上，成了一个无依无靠的婴孩。
Is the God who created the entire universe, who governed the entire universe, Word become flesh to become this helpless baby?
弟兄姐妹，我们今天所接受的、所相信这个福音，是一个颠倒世界的一个福音。
The gospel that we believe in, brothers and sisters, is a gospel that will revolutionize the entire world.
因着神的儿子耶稣基督降生成为人，这个世界变得完全被颠倒不一样了。
And because of the Son of God coming to this world, the entire world has completely changed.
这位高天至上、荣耀的君王竟然取了奴仆的形象、人的样式来到人间。
This God high above has taken the form of man as a servant.
这是上下的颠倒。
This is and turning things upside down.
这个无依无靠的，看起来没有任何能力保护自己、照顾自己的婴孩，竟然成了拯救世界的救恩。
And this helpless baby becomes the salvation for the entire world.
特别是这个婴孩一步一步最后走向实施他，各个他走上十字架的时候。
Especially when this baby, when I've grown up, would walk step by step to Golgotha on the cross.
在人看起来就是那一个软弱无能的，被人钉在十字架上、死在十字架上这样一个无能的耶稣基督，竟然彰显了上帝救赎世界的大能。
And this seemingly helpless, weak Jesus, when he's walk on the cross, would become the salvation for the entire world.
这是有能和无能之间的颠倒。
And that is a revolution and upside down of turning into useless and someone who is all powerful.
保罗常常在传福音的时候，他说：“我喜欢夸我自己的软弱，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。神的能力正是在我的软弱上显为刚强。
And Paul would often like to say, whenever I'm weak, I'm strong, because in my weakness, God has shown his strength.
”这是软弱和刚强的颠倒。
And that is also turning strength, weakness and strength upside down.
另外，神也借着福音颠倒了贫富的观念，主耶稣基督。本是富足的，却因为要救我们的缘故，成了贫穷。
And also, God has turned the concept of poor and rich upside down because God is Infinite is richness, but yet he has become poor for our sake.
约瑟和玛利亚是用两个雏鸽，或者是两个斑鸠献祭，说明他们是很穷的人。
And as Mary and Joseph offered using a pair of doves or two pigeons that indicated that they were poor.
耶稣向这个世界宣告：“人若不回转，成为小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。
And Jesus also told us that we not become like children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
”这是大小的颠倒。他说：“如果你们想成为大的，就要成为别人的仆人和佣人。
And Jesus also told us that if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you have to be the servant of all.
”耶稣也说：“在前的要在后，在后的要在前。”这是前后的颠倒。
And Jesus also told us that for those who will be ahead, they have to be behind, and that's also turning the concept of behind and forward upside down.
神看重我们的内心，神对这个尼哥底母说：“你若不重生，不从里面重生的话，断不能进天国。”这是里外的颠倒。
And also, Jesus has told Nicodemus that if you are not born again, that you will not enter the kingdom of God. And that's also turning the inside and outside upside down.
所以，在这个颠倒了我们世界的价值观念的福音真理当中，必然会带来我们对软弱的、体衰的、无用的长辈们的这样一种看法的颠倒。
And so, similarly, God is going to bring to us this whole upside down concept of what we see as the age, as the useless, as the one who is of no value.
年长的人不再是软弱无用，在神的国度当中没有地位的人了。
And the age is not the useless, and there is no position for them in the kingdom of God anymore.
如果我们用一句话来概括西缅的特点，就是一个因盼望而不一样的老人。
If we want to summarize Simeon with a sentence, is he's an old man transformed by hope.
他是老人家，
He's an old man.
一位以前都没有人提过的弟兄。
And somebody never been mentioned before, a brother.
他不是祭司，也不是先知，也不是有学问的拉比。
He was not a priest, a prophet, or an educated rabbi.
路加这个作者刻意在这里要强调，借着西缅的出现，神的救赎的盼望常常托付给在人看起来似乎是普通的年长的信徒。
And Luke want to emphasize that God want to use someone who seems ordinary, an old man.
他有什么属灵的品质呢？这人又公义又虔诚，这是他的特点。
And what is his special spiritual characteristic? Is that he was righteous and devout.
他的虔诚是向神的，他的公义是向着人的。
He was devout to God and righteous to man.
在神的面前有一个敬拜的心，一个敬畏神的心，这叫他的虔诚。
He, his heart is fearing the Lord and worshipful to God.
他追求神的公义，按照神的心意做正直的事情。
And he seeks God's heart, he's after God's heart, and he is also upright.
这种敬虔公义的品格不是一天养成的哦。
To have that kind of character of devout and righteous is not, you can kind of have that and grow that in one day.
是他一天一天、一年一年的，凭着信心与神同行的过程当中，渐渐养成的内在的品质。
And it's really day after day, year after year, as he followed God to kind of culture and nurture that kind of character.
他还有一个很重要的属灵的品格，就是素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
And another important characteristic of him is that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
他的眼睛在盼望看见以色列安慰者的来到。
His eyes were following and looking forward to the consolation of Israel coming.
这是这位西缅老弟兄能够与众不同的关键。
And that's the key why he was different from all.
当其他的老人家可能被过去的经历所捆绑，西缅不是，他活在神的应许里。
While others may be bound by the past experiences, but yet Simeon was living in the promise of God.
其他的老人可能被自己的病痛啊、衰老的身体所缠累，西缅不是，他的眼光仰望将来的救赎。
And for other old people, they may be kind of bothered by their sickness, but yet for Simeon, his eyes were focused on the future salvation.
其他的老人家可能是为明天的不确定啊、死亡的临近而忧虑恐惧。
And other old people may be because of tomorrow's uncertainty and also the coming of death to become worrisome.
西缅却不是这样，因为他盼望那救赎的来到，他知道神的应许必然成就。
But Simeon was not because he knew that God's promise will be fulfilled.
当其他的老人家情绪起起伏伏，容易发怒发脾气，西缅却不是这样，他心里在盼望，而因此而得到平静安稳。
Other old people may have been temperamental and easily get angered, but for Simeon, he was not because his heart, because of his hope, was steady and at rest.
其他的老人家可能看不惯年轻人抱怨、批评、指责，但西缅呢，在他等候神的过程当中，他不是在论断别人。
For the old people, they may look down at the younger people and complain about them and admonish them, but for Simeon, he was waiting for God and he was not judging others.
西缅的与众不同只有一个原因，就是这里讲的啊，他素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
There was only one reason why he was different from others, is because he was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
那谁是这里讲的以色列的安慰者呢？
Who is that comforter or the consolation of Israel?
西缅所盼望的不是一个空洞的、自以为想象出来的一种乐观的态度，而是他的盼望紧紧地扎根在神的话语当中。
His hope is not an empty optimism, but is really rooted in the promise of the Old Testament.
这个以色列的安慰者啊，最紧密的关联的经文是在以赛亚书里面。
And those important passages is from the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书40章第1节到第2节说：“你们要安慰安慰我的百姓，他的罪孽赦免了。
In 41 to 2, it says, Comfort, comfort my people that her sin has been paid for.
”我安慰神的百姓的安慰从哪里来？
Where does the comfort of the Israelite come from?
是从那位能够赦免他们罪孽过犯的那位耶和华而来。
It's coming from the Lord who can forgive the sins.
而且紧接着哈，第3节以后就是很著名的哈，对那个，施洗约翰要来的那个预言的经文。
And then, very importantly, in verse 3 is to proclaim that John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus.
你要在旷野，要预备耶和华的道路哈，旷野有人声喊着说哈，预备主的道路，耶和华的荣耀必然显现。
In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
到了以赛亚书第52章第9节说：“因为耶和华安慰他的百姓，救赎了耶路撒冷。
And then in Isaiah 52, it says, For the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem.
”安慰和救赎直接连在一起。
And we've connected directly between comfort and redeem.
所以西缅所盼望的这个以色列的安慰者的来到，那安慰是从神亲自来的那个拯救而带来的安慰。
And so the comfort is really God himself coming to save to bring about that comfort.
这位安慰者不是别人，就是那神所应许的弥赛亚，就是基督。
And the Comforter is God Himself, the Messiah.
为什么西缅能够活得与众不同？就是他不是在等候环境的改变。
And the reason that Simeon was different from others, he was not waiting for the environment to change.
他的盼望不是说自己的疾病得医治。
He was not hoping for his sickness to be healed.
他的那个盼望、喜乐、平静、安稳的根源，不是说自己身体健康可以活得长寿。
And he's not just hoping for his own health and to live a long time.
而是出于他素常盼望以色列的安慰者的来到。
Is waiting for the consolation of Israel to come.
这段经文里面3次提到圣灵在西缅身上的工作。
In this passage, three times it mentioned the work of the Holy Spirit on him.
说有圣灵在他身上，
It says that the Holy Spirit was on him.
这不是一时一间的事情，是长期的圣灵在他生命当中的同在。
It's just a one-time event. It's really for the long time, continually, the Holy Spirit was on him.
他跟圣灵之间有这样亲密的关系，圣灵可以对他讲话。
He has an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can talk to him.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
It has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
当耶稣在玛利亚和约瑟带入圣殿的那一天，他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
On the very day that Joseph and Mary went to the to the temple, he was moved by the Spirit. He went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required.
当他把这个孩子接过来的时候，在众人面前宣告说："我已经亲眼看见了神的救恩"的时候，那是圣灵的启示和带领。
And then when he received the child in his arms, that he can proclaim in front of everyone, I have seen the salvation of the Lord.
他能够在圣殿里面看到那么多的宗教的活动，这个人做那个，那个人做那个，但是在这众多的活动当中，他能够看出、认出神真正的作为，那是圣灵的感动和带领。
And among all the religious activities in the temple, and he can recognize the Jesus that has come into as a savior, and that was the move. He was moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不禁要问了：为什么？为什么西缅跟圣灵之间竟然有这样一个亲密的关系呢？
And we have to ask, why would he have such an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit?
这是因为他长期的、紧密的，凭着这个圣经和圣灵的引导啊，跟神同行，长期的培养的结果。
And that's the result of his long-term, day after day, having an intimate, close relationship with the Holy Spirit.
不是一朝一夕，而是多年长期的与主同行、与主交谈、倾听主的话语所建立起来的一种亲密的关系。
It's not just in one day, it's really in many years he was walking with the Lord, speaking to the Lord, and listening to the Lord to accumulate that experience.
他被圣灵所感动，来宣告基督的降临。他也能够用话语去祝福玛利亚和约瑟。而且指出玛利亚将来要经历的事情。
And he can, through the Holy Spirit, can be able to bless Mary and also prophesy what Mary was to experience in the future.
他自己不仅他自己是一个有盼望被圣灵所引导的人，能够看见基督，他也成了为别人能够指明方向、引导人认识基督的人。
And not only was he able to have hope himself, but he was able to also prophesy and lead others to the future.
感谢主哈，西缅给我们很重要的一个提醒，
We praise God that Simeon has given us important reminders.
对我们当中年长的长辈来说哈，提醒我们不要只活在过去的回忆当中，
For our seniors, don't just live in our memories.
也不要只是关注我们身体的衰老衰退的这个现状。
Don't just look at our bodies aging and deterioration.
而且像西缅这样存心盼望，盼望着主的应许的成就。
But it should be like Simeon to look at the future promise of God.
那对所有的弟兄姐妹啊，西缅给我们的提醒是：我们要亲近神，每天要花时间与神亲近。
And for all our brothers and sisters, that we should learn from him to spend time with God, to be close to God every day.
学习与圣灵建立起这样一种真实的。亲密的一种关系。
And learn to build up this long-term and real relationship with the Holy Spirit.
这是我们年长的弟兄姐妹的优势，
And that's the advantage for our seniors.
因为时间的积累啊，很多的事情不是一朝一夕就能够建立起来。
And it's because of the cumulative time, because some things you cannot just achieve in a single day.
用一句话来概括啊，西缅的一生的服饰。
To use one sentence to summarize his life.
西缅之所以成为一个不一样的老人，不是因为他活得久，而是因为他一直活在盼望当中。
And for Simeon, it's not because he lived a long time, it's because he was living in hope.
不是因为他看得多，见多识广，而是因为他长期的与圣灵同行，他的眼目是定睛在神的应许和成就的上面。
And it's not because he has a lot of broad experience, it's really because he was walking with the Holy Spirit for a long time.
好，我们再来看看亚拿。
And now let's look at Anna.
那亚拿如果用一句话来概括哈，就是他在人遗忘之处哈，是被神纪念的一位老人。
If we want to summarize Anna with one sentence, she was an old woman remembered by God, even though forgotten by others.
啊，这位老姊妹哈，一上来就讲说她是一位女先知。
And first, she was a prophet.
她的父亲叫法内利啊，没有人知道这个人啊。
Her father was called Penuel, and nobody knew him.
她生在这个支派叫亚设支派，这个是北方10个支派之一哈。 已经是消失的十个支派之一。
And she was from the tribe of Asher, from one of the 10 tribes from the north.
年纪已经老迈，
Very old.
同丈夫住了7年就寡居了，
Lived with husband for 7 years and then became a widow.
所以她人生当中很多的失去。
So she had lost much in her life.
现在已经84岁了，她在当时84岁是非常年长的了。
And now she was 84. At that kind of time, it was a very old age.
那括弧当中说，他有可能是寡居了84年，那就更年长。
And then there may be some manuscripts that says that she'd been widowed for 84 years, and that meant she's even older than that.
然而感谢主哈，他并不离开圣殿，进食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
But yet she never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying.
这是亚拿的生命的特质。
And that's the characteristics of her life.
在他的身边的人一个一个人离开他的时候，他却没有离开神，紧紧地抓住神。
When other people have left her one by one, but she has never left God.
当他结婚7年，一般以色列的女子十几岁啊就会成亲的。
And that time for girls, they probably marry in the teenage years.
所以他7年之后也是非常年轻的一个女子。
So after 7 years, she was still very young.
所以，当她很年轻的时候就寡居的时候，丈夫离开的时候，她没有离开圣殿。
But when her husband left her when her, she was at a very young age, she didn't leave God.
当她在圣殿当中敬拜、服侍、进食、祷告的时候，慢慢的，神成了她的依靠。
And when she worshiped night and day and fasting and praying in the temple, God has become her reliance.
所以，他要能几十年的时间来学习，来进一步的、一步一步更深的去依靠这位上帝的儿后。
And then in those decades to come, then she would learn day by day how to rely on God.
84岁了啊，在这个过程当中，他的小伙伴、他的老朋友一个一个的离世了。
And at the age of 84, all her friends and other people around her lives have left her one by one.
然而，他依然留在圣殿当中，慢慢的，神取代了这些朋友们的位置，成了他的知己，成了他的良伴。
And as she stayed in the temple, as her friends left her one by one, that God has become her friend.
他进食祈求啊，他不贪恋这个食物哈，不沉湎于地上的享受。
And then she will be fasting and praying, and so she's not indulgent in the earthly enjoyments.
他昼夜侍奉神，他也不贪睡啊，不放纵自己啊，不为自己而活。
And she worshiped night and day, and that means that she is not just like to just sleep in and then enjoy herself.
当他身边的人一个一个离开他的时候，他把自己就更多、更深的献给这位神。
When people left her, then she would offer more of herself to God.
当神把他生活当中一样一样美好的关系和事物拿走的时候，亚拿没有抱怨神，而是学习用主自己来代替这一切。
When God has taken things away from her, that she did not complain, but she learned how to replace those things with God.
正如那首诗歌所唱的哈，你所收取的东西，你以自己来代替。
Just like a song we sing, whatever you take away, you have replaced them with yourself.
就在主耶稣基督进入圣殿的那一天，他看见了，他认出主耶稣基督来，在所有的进进出出的人当中，他在这个刚满40天的婴孩上，他看到了上帝的救赎和荣耀。
And on among the many worshippers who entered the temple, she recognized that this 40-day-old Jesus is the salvation, is the promised Messiah.
跟西面一样，他长期的跟神同行。倾听神的话，对神来倾诉，以至于圣灵可以这样的敏锐的引导他认出主耶稣基督来。
Like Simeon, she's been walking with the Lord with the Holy Spirit so that she can very sensitively recognize what the Holy Spirit is telling her.
他期待，他祷告，他服侍，终于有一天，他看到主耶稣基督的降生的时候，他没有抱怨人生，没有质问神说为什么这么迟来，而是带着感谢的心去称颂神的名。
And she come with a heart of thanksgiving. She didn't complain that why did it take so long for the Messiah to come, but yet she praised God and thanked God and recognized that Jesus is the Messiah.
而且他马上就对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说孩子的事情。
And then immediately she told other people about this child.
感谢主啊，一位老弟兄、老姊妹的榜样，成为我们今天的提醒。
And so we thank God that the example of Simeon and Anna becomes a reminder and an example for us.
在亚拿的身上，我们看到哪些宝贵的提醒呢？
What other reminders can we see from Anna for today's church?
第一个提醒我们，神没有忘记，没有忘记那些年长的信徒。
First, God has not forgotten his elderly followers.
他也纪念亚拿这么长时间，几十年在圣殿当中的禁食、祷告和忠心的服侍。
And also, God will not forget those who serve him unnoticeably for the decades of her serving him in the temple.
人可能没有注意到他，人可能会忘记他所做的，但神绝不会忘记长期忠心却看似默默无名的侍奉。
People may forget, but God will not forget those who serve him unnoticeably.
第三个，我们看到哈，一个人一生的侍奉的价值不在于时间的长短，而在于是否在神的时间里面忠心的站立。
And then also we look at a person's life, the value of his service is not dependent on how long it was, it's really whether they have been faithfully standing in God's timing.
作为女先知的亚拿，显然她一生替神传递了许多的话语，但是在她一生当中最重要、最荣耀的服事，就是在那一天在圣殿里面，在圣殿当中为主耶稣基督所做的见证。
And as a prophet, she may have said many God's words to people, but the most glorious, the most important was the day in the Holy Temple when she proclaimed about the Lord Jesus Christ coming as a baby.
用一句话来总结，
To summarize with one sentence,
亚拿他一生当中失去了许多，但是他却没有失去神。
Anna may have lost much in her life, but she has never deserted God.
上帝也从来没有忘记他。
And God has never forgotten her.
感谢主，我们马里兰福音教会很有福气。
We thank God that we are blessed in MGC.
在我们教会当中，有几位年长的、有敬虔的属灵的长辈。
And among us, we have several very devout and righteous followers of God.
一方面，神赐福他们高寿；
And first, God has given them longevity.
一方面，这些老弟兄、老姊妹们在与神同行的路上，成为激励我们的好榜样。
And as they follow God and walk with the Lord, they become good examples to encourage us.
我正在计划哈，要采访他们当中的几位。
I was in the process of visiting several of them.
那让他们通过这种分享的方式来记录他们人生的见证。
Through these videos that they would kind of recount the experience.
我在这里也非常感谢李军姊妹啊，她帮助录像剪辑，加上字幕，让这些的短片非常的生动。
And also, I want to thank Cicely Jin for helping me to do the recording and also adding the subtitles.
那今天播放的是李长华长老的一个见证短视频。
Today, I'm going to show you a short video testimony from Elder Steve Lee.
题目就叫做"得生命，并且要得丰盛的生
And to have life and to live it abundantly.
命"。这是他在主里面基于他几十年跟随主的经历，对我们大家所发出的宝贵的劝勉的话语。
And there's encouragement for us as he lived an experience of decades of following God.
李长老，我们非常为您感恩啊！上帝赐福你这么长的寿数，而且呢，早早的就能够认识主耶稣基督啊！在这几十年当中，有起起伏伏啊，有非常丰富的属灵的经历。那我们非常想听您回顾这一生跟随主的道路的这种的经历当中。有哪些对现在的教会的弟兄姐妹，年轻的一代的弟兄姐妹，有哪些属灵方面的劝勉和鼓励的话呢？
这一生的一个可以说是一个最大的一个感受。我们人生在世界上只是一个寄居者，这是圣经上明说的，是客旅。这个几十年的光阴呢，你说长寿，很快就过去了，好像一晃而过，就好像坐火车一样啊。我们每一个人都在坐火车，这个坐火车总要有一个时间要到站，到站的时候我们就必须要下车了。每一个人下车的时候，下什么站？这个我是体会到，基督信仰帮助我们解决两个问题。这个第一个就是可以帮助我们选好站，因为终点站只有两个，我们人生的终点站只有两个。一个是永生，一个是灭亡，就这两个站，这个基督信仰可以帮助我们选好终点站，让我们能够得到永生。这个约翰福音3章16节说，上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这是两条路。一个是永生，一个是灭亡。这是我们信仰的，帮助我们解决的第一个问题。第二个问题呢？在这个第一个问题里面，我在想的，说一句，就是如果我们中间还有没有信的，还有没有觉知的悟道流，那么我希望你能够尽快的做好这个决定，来接受耶稣基督做救主。来选好终点站，得到永生。基督信仰的第二个作用，就是帮助我们能够在世的这一段时间，能够过得更有意义、更有方向、有盼望、有平安喜乐，同时内容更丰满。耶稣在世的时候，他在约翰福音10章10节说：“我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”我们信耶稣，使我们的生命不仅仅是得生命，而且得的更丰盛。已经信耶稣的弟兄姊妹们，不要仅仅限于，仅仅满足于。仅仅得救啊，要把自己在生命上的长进、晋升作为我们努力的方向。这个我们这个在世界上很短暂，我们在教会里面的服侍也是微不足道，但是我们能够尽量自己把自己更好的。在生命上能够更长进，就是要做到每天和神有亲近的时间，这个和神亲近的话，最主要的就是读经、读圣经、祷告和弟兄姊妹彼此造就，这三样事情我们要努力地把它作为一个重要的内容，作为灵修的一个方向。这是我盼望大家做的。 这个使我们能够不断的在这个成熟的道路上更有意义的生命。这个弥迦书6章8节这样说：世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要求的是什么呢？就是行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。这一段圣经也是我的一个座右铭，我把它送给大家，让大家一起来记住这句话，共同勉励，好吧？我就是补充这一点。
感谢主，你看那些经文都印在心中啊，能够发自内心的讲给大家，我相信对大家是非常大的提醒和鼓励，不仅得生命，而且要得得更丰盛啊！这是主耶稣基督在我们每个信徒的生命当中所有的这个期待啊！感谢主。
感谢主，今天我们所听到的每一个见证都指向一个方向，就是主耶稣基督。
All the testimony you heard today point in one direction, and that's our Lord Jesus.
我们只有在基督里才能够得生命。
Only in Jesus will we have life.
我们也只有靠着与主耶稣基督的联合，常常的同行，我们才能够得到那个更丰盛的生命。
Only when we connect and walk with Him will we live an abundant life.
愿上帝来赐福大家啊！我们接下来唱一首回应的诗歌，爱丽丝姊妹带我们唱《因他活着
May God bless you, and we'll sing a song of response.